Bekevegan Achuvah and Simonid Aleph has a question. If you have a Sefer Torah and was not of Shaiv on a certain word, let's say some wax spilled on a word and it's covering up, does that passel the rest of the Sefer Torah from Kriya or not? Do we look at it as if that word is not there, it's Nimchak, or maybe the word is there, just covered up, and the Shaila is, are you allowed to read lane from the rest of the Sefer Torah? Now, assuming that you can't lane from the Sefer Torah, it's passel. The question is, if you have such a Sefer Torah in Shabbos, is it mutter to remove the wax or not? Is that a problem of removing the wax from the Sefer Torah and making it kosher on Shabbos? Is there an issue with doing that? So Bekevegah says that you're not allowed to, you would not be allowed to remove the wax on Shabbos because it's a problem of Mesaken Mana. You're being Mesaken the Sefer Torah, until now it's possible, you're making it kosher, and you cannot do that on Shabbos. And Bekevegah brings a riot to that from the Ran in the third parak of Sukkah, where the Ran says, if you hold Lulav Tzarech Agad, if Lulav needs an Agad, you're not allowed to make an Agad on Yom Tov to be Magad the Lulav, because that is Mesaken Mana. So we see that Tikkun Mana is a problem over there by Lulav, who then will be a problem by Sefer Torah, and therefore you cannot remove the wax, you can't remove the Shaiva. Now, the question is, why does the Bekevegah need to bring a Raya from Iran in the third parak of Sukkah that Tikkun Mana is also? This is a din we know B'chol Shas, you can't be Mesaken Mana on Shabbos. It's a Inyan of Kain Makim Apatish. It's Pashat Zasser. Why does it need to bring a Raya from Mimerchek Hevi Lachmai from Iran in Sukkah? And the Teretz Achar is Pashat, but this we know, B'chol HaShas, that Tikkun Mana is Zasser on Shabbos. That's if it's a physical Tikkun Mana. You have something which is physically not a Kli, and you're being Mesakin it, turning it into a Kli. That's a physical Tikkun. That is clearly a problem of Tikkun Mana. But over here with the Sefer Torah, it's not a physical Tikkun Mana. This is a Halacha Tikkun Mana. It's a Ruchni Zikat Tikkun Mana, because the Sefer Torah is fine. But the problem is you can't learn from it. You're being Machshir at Lakriya. The question is a Tikkun Mana, which is not being Mesakin the thing physically, it's only being Mesakin it in Din, and Halacha, is that considered Tikkun Mana or not? And that's why Bekevegah Lachar needs to bring a Raya from the Rad and Sukkah, where you find that putting the Egon on the Lulav, even though it's not a physical Tikkun Mana, it was a Kli before, but being that it's a Halacha Tikkun Mana, you're being Machshir for a Lulav, and then there, it's Asar on Shabbos, that's a Raya that even a Halachic Tikkun Mana is also, and that's why he has to bring the Ran in the third parak of Sukkah. But if that's the Shana Mekevegah, then Lachar, it's still Shver, it's Tamua. If he wants to make a Raya that a Halachic Tikkun Mana is a Tikkun Mana, so why is he Mimerchek Hevi Lachma? Why is he bringing it all the way from a Ran in the third parak of Sukkah? It's Beferish Gemara and Beya. The Gemara and Beya, David Chesim Adalf, says the reason why he can't be Matful Kalim on Yantiv is, according to one Mandarma, is Shinirik Mesak and Kli. It's a problem of Tikkun Mana. It's a problem of Tikkun Mana, even though it's Halachic Tikkun Mana, it's Tamir, you're being Matirit. You see clearly that a halacha tikkun mana is considered a tikkun mana. This lachar to be a raya to bekevegah shaila misafir taya. Why does he need to bring a raya from the Ran and Sukkah by Agad Lulav if it's a beferish gemara in Beya? Maybe over here it's not muskam, it's only one month amr, even though Pashas are arguing about something else. But that's lachar ha'ara. Why didn't he bring this beferish gemara in Beya? And I thought that maybe the pshat in bekevegah could be like this. Maybe the Bekevegah held that the Gemara over here by Tikkun Mana by Tum is different, because even though it's a halachic Tikkun Mana, in other words, it's a din Tum that you're trying to remove, but now that it is Tumah, this Kli is basically like a broken Kli. It's physically not usable. I can't use this for Tyrus. I can't use it for anything which can't be Tumah. So physically, the Kli is not usable. It's a halachic din which affects it physically. It makes this Kli broken. It's not something that could be used because of its halachic limitations. And therefore that, the Gemara says, if you're removing that obstacle of the Tumah, that's a Tikkun Kli. I'm taking something that I physically could not use. I couldn't use it for whatever I want, and now I could use it. That's considered, that's Pashat the Gemara, that it's a Tikkun Mana. But when it comes to the case of a Sefer Torah or Shaiva, over there, that's a purely halachic Tikkun Mana, because the Sefer Torah, the Shaiva, it's not possible. There's no Isser using it. I can learn from it. I can do whatever I want. I'm not physically limited. It's just that if I use it, I won't be yet to the midst of Kriyas HaTaira. For that, you need a Kasha Sefer Torah. So it's a halachic din that won't happen. But physically, there's no limitations in the Sefer Torah. So that's a much higher level of Tikkun Mana, where I'm not, even the halacha is not being misakin a physical obstacle. The halacha, the Tikkun Mana of the halacha, is allowing it, it's being makshar halacha to be yet to the midst of Kriyas HaTaira. So the whole Tikkun Mana is only happening on a halachic level, not affecting the physical metzias of the Sefer Torah at all. That's much different than argument over here by Nirek and Mesakim Mana by Kli, that even though it's the Din Tumah, which you're being Mesakim, but the Din Tumah does affect it physically, then now the Kli is not usable, so it's as if it's broken, and I can't use it. That is a Tikkun Mana, but a Tikkun Mana which is only affecting Halacha, that's a much bigger Chiddush, and therefore, if Bekevegah did not bring Argamar, it brings the Ran and Beya, the Ran and Sukkah over there, when you have a Egged and a Lulav, the whole thing is a Halachic Tikkun Mana, because you could use a Lulav without the Egged, we can't be Yetzir the Mitzvah, so that's an exact Tzushtel to Bekevegah. It's a Halachic Tikkun Mana, everything is happening only on a Halachic level. Alpha Pichin, we see it's Asur, so that's his Raya that you can't remove the Shaiva from the Sefer Torah on Shabbos as well.